The children would not eat their supper again. And they were so very picky, and the parents had had enough. What would happen next? For every mom and dad out there, I'm sure you've been there. The story may take many different forms as this is played out in your household. And for Sarah, it was simple. Do you know what happened to the Israelites when they complained about their supper? They didn't eat what God prepared for them. So God sent snakes and killed a lot of them. Now eat your supper. Nothing more was said. The kids thought silently, would mom buy snakes and put them in some of the rooms that night? Would little Joey make it? You know, what about me? Is this really a matter of life and death? But they didn't want to ask. They ate in terror, but they did eat. For the Israelites in our account, it was more, so much more than just supper. It was about 38 years of complaining as God brought them from slavery in Egypt to right here. And they were so close to the promised land, they even defeated an army and a nation at this point. But the nation of Edom would not let them pass through, so they had to go back into the desert. They complained. They were impatient with God, literally short of breath, like a two-year-old in a tantrum fit. And they wanted what God promised, and they wanted it now. They wanted that promised land, but they were walking away from that promised land. It didn't make sense to them. You might hand your itinerary to God, and he might not follow it. Are you going to be upset with him? Complain against a holy God? It might be a sensitive issue for you. You might feel uncomfortable. You might feel like you have a right to be upset with God. And people will walk away from God because God didn't follow their plan. Yet we must understand that being a disciple means that we follow God. Not pretend like we can lead him around like a mighty elephant on a chain who does our bidding. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food and water, and we loathe this worthless food. The generation that came out of Egypt, they already died in the desert. These people doing all the complaining now, they were young pups, or not even born when their people came out of Egypt. They wanted to go back to a slavery they have never even known, rather than follow God. And that food they called worthless, God sent that from heaven on a daily basis, except for the Sabbath day. Give us this day our daily bread, we pray. Well, God did, and they were complaining about it. They are thirsty, God gives water. They hunger, God gives manna in his way and under his terms. We complain. Oh, we complain. Not enough money, not enough time. I have these ailments and they're not getting any better. You know, what is it for you? What is your grievance against God? Maybe it's not those. Maybe it's something else. You know, my girlfriend broke up with me. As if that is God's fault. Or maybe it's, you know, I flunked the test. Maybe it's something way much more serious. The cancer is back. My parents got divorced. I got divorced. I lost my child. I lost my home. I lost my happiness. The desires of my heart are elusive from my grasp. We get impatient with God because we have wrong expectations of God. And God isn't a fairy godmother or a good luck charm. He's not a genie in a bottle. He is God. Are you impatient with the omnipotent one, grumbling against God? It's just plain sin. You must understand, because what does God owe you? How is God indebted to you? God doesn't owe us anything, or anything good, that is, that we have anything good at all is a gift of his love. The people complain, the fiery serpents come, the people recognize their sin and repent, and they ask God for forgiveness and deliverance. The fiery serpents come. When we walk away from God, when we complain against God, when we grumble against our Maker and Provider, God might, he just might send fiery serpents to discipline us. Did you have a moment in your life when you walked away from God and God sent hardship and trouble into your life to help you see that you are on the wrong path? He doesn't desire that you become a disciple of the devil. He wants you to be his disciple. Repent of the complaining. A heart of drudgery when it comes to discipleship. And you might not know the purpose of it all, but God does. Listen to this in the book of Deuteronomy. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. God has a solution to the complaining. The Israelites pleaded that God take the serpents away. God did not take the serpents away. He left them there. God might keep that thorn in the flesh right there in your side so that you start to rely on him. So that you find strength in God and not in yourself. It will give you the power to endure through your weakness. And God might not take those pains and sorrows away, but help you find comfort and strength in God in spite of those pains and sorrows. That broccoli on your plate might not disappear with prayer. You might have to eat it. God has a solution to the sin. Make a fiery serpent or a bronze serpent and set it up on a pole. Some think that it was in the shape of a cross. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Yet everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. It is a promise of God. People had to believe the promise and look to live. God provided the solution, the only solution, and saved the lives of many. The serpents were still there. But God's solution was there too. I wonder if some refused. Were some so angry and bitter at God that they would rather die in sin than look to live? Ridiculous, right? It'd be ridiculous to die in sin rather than to look and live. Then ancient serpent, the devil, spits his venom. And the venom of sin pulsates in our veins. Don't pretend that you haven't been bitten by sin. The venom burns. The anger, resentment, and complaining against God, it has to stop. It has to. It means death, eternal death. And in confession, we go to God. Lord, we have sinned in speaking against you. Deliver us. And he has the solution. It is Jesus. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Turn away from sin and look to the cross of Christ and live. And you are forgiven of your anger. Your resentment against the Holy God, all of the complaining, it is taken away by God's solution. The antidote has been applied. The venom of sin is neutralized in Christ. Whenever sin bites you, infects you, turn away and look to the cross of Christ and live. Amen. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Amen.